As you know, I love comedy. I love bringing guys in, gals in when they're in town doing stand-up at Cobb's or the Punchline. And also, we can get somebody in from Uproar Entertainment, and we're quite happy to welcome to the show Mr. Trenton Davis. He has a new CD from Uproar called It Had to Be Said. Trenton, the first thing that popped into my mind was the Battle of Trenton, where George Washington surprised the Hessians in the snow on Christmas Day. Do you ever think about that?
not often. When I tell people my name, normally what I say is Trenton, like New Jersey, and it's the third city in America, right? Behind East St. Louis and probably Cleveland.
Yeah. So if you feel like it, if you're bored someday, a book called Washington's Cross, and it's all about Trenton.
All right. I'll have to check it out. I'm an avid reader, so now I got to check it out.
All right. Sounds good. Now, I'm always fascinated by how people get involved in the biz. And as Seinfeld said, there's no grad school. You just get up on stage, and all ethnicities, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. When did you find out that you could do this and get paid?
Oh, God. When I found I could do it versus when I found out I could do it and get paid is probably a 7-year difference. But I kind of came from a funny family, and so I was always comfortable making people laugh, and I was always comfortable being on stage. The reality is, though, I did what most parents would want their kid to do, go to college, get a job, graduate, and get a job. And I did that, and I was making good money, and I was I can't stress this enough, I was ridiculously unhappy. And I realized that at about 30, 2007, so about 30 years old. And I said, I can't do this for the next 40 years or I'll jump off a bridge or I'll eat a bullet. And so I began, really going after comedy full time. Like, I had done it before 2007. I'd got on stage a couple times. But the quick way to explain the difference is before 2007, I would say I was doing comedy maybe 4 or 5 times a year. After 2007, I was doing comedy probably 150 to 200 times a year.
I'm interested in your upbringing in rural North Carolina, and you've lived in Chicago, San Francisco, and in L.A. So the difference between, as Randy Moss used to say, being a country bois and being and being a city slicker, what was that like for you, the transition?
Yeah, I guess the biggest transition was probably Atlanta to Chicago, because North Carolina / Atlanta was still the South. Chicago, while Midwest has some similarities to the South, was the first time it was a big city. Just to get, again, to put it in perspective, I didn't ride in a cab. I had never been in a cab before I went to Chicago. Because, you know, you don't have cabs. Well, I guess you do, but we didn't ride cabs in the South. You get, you have a car, or B, if you're a kid, you have a go-kart or a bike. You never had a cab. I never rode a cab until I was probably 25 years old.
Or if you're Miss Daisy, you have a driver.
Or if you're Miss Daisy, you got, exactly.
So, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I have a friend I knew in college from Chicago, and we were driving around out here in the Bay Area, and he stopped the car, and I go, what are you doing? He said, an actual blanking cow. He was from Chicago. He had never seen a cow before.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Puts it in perspective.
It does. Because I guess I saw raised around cows and horses. Not necessarily. I wasn't raised on a farm. I don't want to make it that way.
Right.
But my grandparents had a farm. So I've seen cows and horses and been on them way before I saw a cab or a taxi.
We're speaking with Trenton Davis. His new comedy CD, It Had to Be Said, is available now from Uproar Entertainment. And I saw from your your publicity sheet, that you've done 10,000 hours of stand-up. Now, I know Will Chamberlain had 10,000 chicks, but 10,000 hours. So can you think of a spot? I always love asking comedians this. Can you think of a spot that was either you were in danger, or it was a toilet, or as soon as you started, you knew that you were going to die? I mean, what was the worst gig you did?
Oh, that's a great question. This is probably bad. I probably shouldn't say it, because it was bad and good. But while I was in Chicago, and let me back up. So being in North Carolina, I was raised around majority white people. That's the reality. My high school was 96% white. Mm-hmm. And so it was majority white people. And so my comedy was more mainstream than it was urban.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I'm in Chicago and I'm doing comedy for a while. And somebody asked me to host a weekly gig on the south side of Chicago that was nothing but black people. And so it wasn't one particular show. It was like every Friday and Saturday I was like, I'm going to die. But, you know, but it, and so it was, I'm not going to lie, I failed miserably often. That being said, it was the best learning experience I ever had, because after that year was up, after I did it for about a year, I don't know, 6 months or whatever, now I can do any crowd. And I don't care if you're all black, all Mexican, all, now I can do any crowd. So it was a very good training ground. But I remember particularly one night, me and a particular guy in the front row almost got into it. I was like, dude, I will put the mic down and beat your ass. And it almost got to be a problem. But it was a lot of fun.
So when it's like you'd go to the Apollo and go, what's the deal with the Fonz? And they're like, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
One of those deals, yeah. All right. What about, when you talk about Uproar, that's the Drozen family, and that goes back to Richard Pryor. I mean, they go way back. How did you get involved with them?
Yeah, so I did the Seattle Comedy Festival back in 2013, or comedy competition, not festival. I did the comedy competition in 2013. It was one of the best competitions that I've ever had the pleasure of being. Really good talent all around. I ended up getting third. A guy named Zoltan got first. It was just a lot of fun. Anyway, and I met, and David plays a part in that and judges some of the shows and hangs around and goes to a lot of the shows. And so I met David there, mm-hmm. and we talked, and you know, he asked me if I would be interested in recording an album, and of course I said, yeah. I didn't know the history of Uproar before I did it, but I'm so glad I did it. And, you know, there's a book out now called Comedian, and it's the history of comedy. And it's so cool to see that Uproar is in this book and I'm signed to Uproar. Like that was a really cool feeling to read this book and know I'm, I guess, a small part of that history.
That is very cool. And it's present history. One more question for you Trenton.
Sure.
And I know you cover politics, and I gotta say, I mean, it's this campaign, the politics, it's writing its own jokes.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say when I talk to people again. So look, I live in Temecula is about an hour and a half south of LA. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy, a comedian that is so funny, named Sal Kalani, and he says, if you take L.A., San Diego, L.A. and San Diego out of California, it may as well be called Calabama. And he's right. He's so right, right? If you take out the major cities, you just have the Bakersfield
blah, blah, blah.
It is very southern and non-diverse and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so I live in this area. There was an actual Trump rally 10 minutes from my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the scariest thing was, because I went to the rally, of course, right? I got to go to the rally. Go to the rally and see people, like your neighbors, and see, you know, and see how people really think.
Yeah, you're like the mailman. You thought the mailman was a nice guy, and he's burning a cross at a Trump rally.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, you see these people saying, kick, you know, I don't know how much you follow it, but like maybe a year ago, down here, right here in Temecula, they had this big thing where they didn't want to let the, how are they from, El Salvador? They didn't want to let the, it wasn't Mexicans, but they didn't want to let people in.
Mm.
And they were interviewing people. And there was a big, you know, big standoff. And they were interviewing people. And you would, if you saw the interviews, you would have thought you were watching Mississippi Burning. I'm not joking. Like, people were like, they have different diseases
wow.
than we do. And I was like, is this 2000? 15 or,
well, we can either laugh, get cry. We can either laugh, cry, or fight. So today we'll laugh about it. We've been speaking with Trenton Davis. We're out of time, but we want to remind everyone, you can go to facebook.com/uproarcomedy. Also on Twitter, Uproar Comedy, YouTube, and check out and buy his new CD called It Had to Be Said from Uproar Entertainment. And, of course, they're online at uproarcomedycd.com. Trenton, thanks for coming on. When you come to San Francisco, drop on by the studio, my man.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you having me. I'm at Trenton Comedy on all fronts. So thank you guys so much.
At Trenton Comedy. Got it. All right. Thanks, man. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.